Hey friend, welcome to Pursuing Goals God's Way. Have you thought about finally starting that business now that your kids are older? Do you ever stay awake wondering how to mesh your passions into purposeful work? Do you have big, ambitious goals but feel overwhelmed or even unqualified to pursue them? Hey, I'm Gabe. Not too long ago, I longed for the confidence to start an online business. I just wanted to make a difference outside my home bubble using my gifts. But I kept telling myself that I wasn't good enough, I didn't know enough, and I didn't have enough time. Until I realized something huge. My kids need me to be their example, and they need to see me win. And yours do too. In this podcast, you will learn how to clarify your goals, plan with purpose, and ditch your distractions. If you're ready to make an impact and an income, all for the glory of God, then you're in the right place. As an avid runner, I believe life is one massive marathon. It's up to you to run your own race and to finish it well. So lace up those running shoes, pop in your earbuds, and let's do this thing. Hey, welcome to Pursuing Goals God's Way. It is Thursday, Devo Day, and I'm so excited to be hanging out with you and to be talking about building the wall, quote unquote, so they built the wall. So what do you do when opposition comes your way? You are on the path, you wholeheartedly believe God wants you on, but it seems every way you turn, you come up against a stumbling block or some type of distraction trying to get you to stop. I know it's there, friend. I'm there too. It happens all the time. Well, in Nehemiah 4, 1 through 6, the Israelites came up against opposition as they were working on the wall. Now, I'm not really good with pronunciations of Bible characters' names, so you'll have to forgive me, but I think it's pronounced Sanballat. So Sanballat was so angry that they were working on the wall, and he brought others into his anger. Now, he was a leader at the time, and they all jeered at the Israelites. He talked bad about them to others who followed his lead. Sanballat was a selfish leader who took from others. He didn't want the wall because it meant they could no longer benefit from the work of the Israelites. If the wall were built, it would reinstate freedom of worship for the Israelites. It would give them protection. The rebuilding of the wall was a declaration by the Israelites that the city of Jerusalem was the city of God. Outsiders didn't like this. Sanballat didn't like this. Tobiah didn't like this. It challenged them, so they challenged Nehemiah. So what did Nehemiah do? Well, I don't know if this comes to any surprise, but he prayed. He didn't go off and gossip and complain. He first got on his knees in prayer. Verse 4 says, "Hear, O our God, for we are despised. Turn back their taunt on their own heads and give them up to be plundered in a land where they are captives. Do not cover their guilt and let not their sin be blotted out from your sight, for they have provoked you to anger in the presence of the builders." Now, you may think this is kind of a vengeful prayer, but it is not. Nehemiah is simply seeking justice. He wasn't praying to get back at these people for their jeering and opposition, but for God to be faithful and to show up. Sanballat kept asking all of these attacking questions and accusations, like, what are these feeble Jews doing? Will they restore it for themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they finish it up in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heap of rubbish that's there? What accusations does the enemy use in your life? I know for me, he says, you're not good enough. Who wants to listen to you? Are you sure that's what God said to do? Those accusations come, and it's what we do with it. How do we react against opposition? I know for me, I'm emotionally unstable a lot of the time, and I want to give up everything when I come across opposition because sometimes it just seems too hard. But instead, I should do as Nehemiah and first go to God in prayer. And then something that I like to do is look at messages that I saved from different people who have told me how I've helped them. It's really positive reinforcement for what God has called me to do. And unless God says to change, I should stand and just keep moving. Our enemy is seeking to distract us and destroy us. Because in Ephesians, it says, "For we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." But when we look at Ephesians 6, 10 through 20, and I encourage you to take some time to read this week, it talks about the whole armor of God. This is how we overcome opposition. This is how we stand. And verse 10 says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. And it goes on to talk about that we are in a spiritual battle. But isn't that so cool? We can be strong in the Lord. We can stand in him, and he is going to give us the strength that we need in order to overcome the enemy's opposition and distractions. Every morning, we should put on the whole armor of God. What does that include? It includes the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of readiness, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit. This will help us keep alert with perseverance. Just think about putting each of those on. What a powerful visual for us every day to know whose we are and who is defending us. So what did the Israelites do in response to all the jeering and all the complaining and all of the things that, all the distractions that were trying to come in the way of them building the wall? Well, verse 6 says, quote, so they built the wall, end quote. Did they question what they were doing? Did they have fear? Did they not like what everyone was saying? Yeah, probably. But guess what? They still did what they needed to do. Nehemiah and the Israelites didn't allow the opposition and distraction to keep them from doing what God called them to do. And guess what? We don't have to either. We do have an enemy who tries to oppose us, telling us lies about our identity, distracting us with obstacles, and even sometimes distracting us with opportunities that look appealing, that look right. He wants more than anything for you to stop building the wall that God has told you to build. He doesn't want you to finish the work God called you to do. But God does. When opposition comes, when you find yourself amidst all the distractions, take a moment to go before God in prayer and then keep right on working, right where God called you to be. So my challenge for you this week is to do what the Israelites did in the midst of everything going on, in the midst of all the distractions, to just go build that wall. We remember that we are fighting spiritual forces, not flesh and blood, and we take up all the armor of God so we can stand. I encourage you all to read Ephesians 6, 10 through 20 today as encouragement of our weapons against the enemy's attacks. We serve a good God, even when we feel like all is against us. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for who you are and for who you've created us to be. I thank you that you have a plan for us and that you want to use us to affect others for your kingdom. I thank you that we have a wall to build, and I pray that we will stay focused on that mission, that we will not give in to the opposition of what others say or think or do, or give in to all the different distractions that come. I pray that we are thoughtful in the opportunities to make sure that they align with where you want us to be, so that we can build that wall faithfully and really trust in your bigger plan. Thank you so much for who you are. Thank you so much for this week. And we just pray that you will be with us in everything that we do. In Jesus' name, amen. In all things I pray, friend, you just run your race. I believe in you. Thank you so much for joining me today. I had a great time and I hope you did too. Before we go, though, make sure you follow the podcast on your favorite listening platform if you haven't already. If you resonate with this episode, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or share it with a friend, as this helps grow the podcast. Also, if you're not a part of Simplicity and Motherhood, consider joining us. It's a free online community built to provide support and encouragement so you can create balance and live intentionally as you go after your biggest goals, God's way. Head on over to redhotmindset.com for more resources and to find the link to join the community. In all things I pray, you just run your race. I believe in you.